to Sonateum and Days in Mission.
Hakiteya Yotze Bikav Shalo.
Give you Reb Meir.
Reb Yossi Osa. Okay, Kiteya is a person who had his foot amputated. And they made him a what appears to look like a foot. I will see in one second how it works exactly. So Reb Meir holds that he's allowed to go out on Shabbos with this artificial foot, and Reb Yossi holds also. In Yeshlo Beis Kibul Ksisin Tomei, if the artificial foot has at its top a place where they can put soft rags or cotton or whatever, then it has a base kibbul. It's made out of wood, and it has a base kibbul, so it's makabel tumah. But if it doesn't have a place to put rags or whatever, even though his foot fits, his leg fits into it, that's not what's called considered base kibbul, because it doesn't support his leg. See one second how exactly this foot is. It doesn't actually support his weight. It's just there for cosmetic reasons. He supports his weight, Tosfos says, with a crutch. Walks with a crutch, and that's what supports his weight. And this, what's it called, kav, is an artificial foot that just to look like a foot. So Reb Meir holds that that's his shoe. And since it doesn't support his weight, the fact that his leg goes into it doesn't make it a base kibbul. And if it has things in it, though, right, cotton or whatever, then it has a base kibbul, it's makabel tumah. If not, it's a cleates, what's it called, the pshute cleates. The, another possibility is he doesn't have a crutch, and Tosfos holds if that's the case, then there's a raya from here that you're allowed to go out with a crutch, with a cane on Shabbos. If you can't walk without it, that becomes a takshit. You'll have to hold the crutch or the cane in your hand and walk with it. According to a second pshat, Tosfos says there's some kind of contraption where there was a crutch connected to his foot, to his leg, and that's really what supported him. And the leg really this artificial foot just dangled there. It really didn't support him at all. It was just connected to his leg, and there was a crutch that went connected to the leg itself, but not connected to the foot. So it wasn't something you held in your hand and walked with it. It was a contraption that, what's it called, that was connected to this whole prosthesis, and that's what supported his weight. According to that, there's no raya you're allowed to walk with a cane. And the halacha taka is that somebody who can't walk without a cane can walk with a cane. Somebody who could walk without it, like a blind person, could conceivably walk without it. Just he needs to walk, you know, a straight way or whatever. He needs it to straighten his path, or to make it that he shouldn't, wobble around or whatever. That kind of person can't walk out and just shoot around with a cane. So smucho shalo, tmein medris. What's it called? Reb Yossi Oser de lav tachshit. What is it? Rashi hakiteya shenikta raglo. His leg was cut off. Yotze bekav shalo, or his foot was cut off. Yotze bekav shalo. Menal didehu. It's like his shoe. Reb Yossi Oser de lav tachshit. Reb Yossi Oser. It's not a tachshit. Masha from Rashi that it's considered carrying mamish. Tosfos learns that it's not. That's not the reason. Everybody holds that it's considered like his shoe. It's a tachshit. Question is, we're afraid it may fall off, and he may come to carry it. And that's why Tosfos said, "L'chora, if it falls off, how is he going to walk? He can't carry anything." So there he comes. He says that really he's being supported either by a crutch or by this prosthesis that's not really the shoe. So the shoe just dangling there, if it falls off, it's possible he'll still walk with the crutch or walk with this prosthesis, and he'll carry the shoe, the calf. Okay. V'imyeshlo beis kibul ksisin shenech rechvol kedei kibul ksisin shel begodim rachim umuchim v'haniach rosh shokov aleihem. And if it has a hollow place that where his leg fits into it, but it also is made for putting rags or cotton or other things into it. Tomei, mekabel tumas maga, mitz mekabel tumas maga. Avon ein lo ela beis kibul ro shoko, ve eino meniach shom ksisim la beis kibul atuma. If it doesn't have a place where they put rags or whatever, it only is hollowed out so his foot, his leg can fit into there, but however they can shoot their cleats, then it's considered shoot their cleats, and it's not makabel tumas maga. The dumya de sak boina. Shekibul shalo osila tautul al yada. It has to be like a sack where the base kibble need, you carry things with that base kibble. Avoshoko enam tautul agabia kli. Like Tosa says. Over here, his leg is not being carried by this artificial foot. Right? It's being carried by other things. This is just his leg fits into there. That doesn't make it a base kibble. Smucho shalo. Smucho shokiteya. There's a different kind of amputee. Yesh kiteya b'shtei raglav. This is a guy who has both feet amputated. Mahalach al shokov the alk arkivosov. So he walks on his upper leg and on his what's it called, his knees. Okay. Va'osa smuchos shel or l'shokov. And he makes, they make a leather guard, like shin guards, so he doesn't rub his, the end of his knee on the ground and again get chafed. So tmei medris, those things are tmei medris, see the mission again, tmei medris, the yotzim b'edras, you're allowed to wear those shin guards for a double amputee, and he's allowed, and they're tmei medris, because that's what he, what's it called, supports himself on and walks on. He's walking on these shin guards. Tmei medris, im zav, who if he's a zav, and a zav is matami tumas medris, though the smichas gufo of it, it's made to support his body, so it doesn't rub against the ground. Medris hazav osa avatuma. Medris hazav makes something an avatuma. The yotzim of a Shabbos, the shach, the takshet tidehu, and we're not afraid it's going to fall off or he's going to take it off, because he won't be able to walk otherwise. The nichnosim ben bazora, and you're allowed to go into the azora with these shin guards on, because it's not considered like he's sitting. There's two problems over here. One is, the Gemara's going to discuss it later on. One is this halacha of ein yeshiva be'azora, and also you're not allowed to go up to the Bahara Bayis with shoes. So the fact that it mentions the azora is more, points more to the fact that it's talking about the problem of sitting down in the azora. Because if we're talking about wearing shoes, you're not allowed to do that on the Bahara Bayis, not only in the azora. But wait till we get to the Gemara. Kisei usmucho shalo, tmei medris, the ein yotzim ben b'shabes, the ein nichnasim ben bazora. Another kind of amputee. That's what's it called, let's see Rashi till here. The yotzim b'shabes, the takshet, it's his takshet, it's his manner, it's his means of walking. The nichnasim ben lazora, the afagav the snan, lo yikonis ladam laharabayis b'menalo. Rashi brings down the second reason. Right? Even though it says you're not allowed to go to the harabayis with shoes on, honi lab menal nida. These are not shoes. The lab barosh raglohein. They're not at the end of his foot like a shoe. They're what's it called around his knee, just to be a guard that he can walk on his knees. So that's not a problem. Kisei. Now is another kind of amputee. Yesh kiteya sheyav shu v'kav sugidei shokav. Vafilu arkevosa ben yochalelech. There's another kind of cripple whose whole leg, from the top to bottom, has atrophied. He's paralyzed. And he can't even walk on his knees. The osin kimin kisei nomo, so they make a little chair, the yoshev olav, he sits on the chair, right? In America, you see these guys in Times Square all the time. And he sits on the little chair, the kishu mahalech nismach al yada b'safsolim ptanim, and then they have little, like, chairs on the side, and he rests his elbows or his arms on these side chairs and picks himself up and maneuvers himself on the chair that he's sitting on. And that's how he walks. The oker gufo min ha'aretz, the nidchaf lefanav, he pushes himself forward by pressing down with his arms on these small, what's it called, crutches or chairs that he has on the side, pushes himself down, picks himself up forward, and then comes to rest on the chair that's connected to him, right, like a, or sometimes it's with wheels, as a, what's it called, like a little skateboard that he goes on. What's it called? The nidcha lefanav, the chozer v'nochal achorav, v'hakisei kosher lo miachorav, it's tied on to him, So he's constantly, what's it called, coming to rest on this chair. Smucho shel oso kiteya, and then they have crutches for this, this kind of crippled person. Oso la smucho shel or, o shel eitz, l'rashe shokav, o raglav hatluyim, and they make crutches, supports, out of wood, or out of, what's it called, of leather, that cover the his what's it called the head the top of his leg, right? And they're only hanging because he's crippled. He's what's it called? He has no muscles in those legs. So nishin al yodav okir atzol nishin gama raglav tzas. So there, those smuchos, those covers, the leather cover, the wooden cover that that protect his legs, those are called smuchos. The ein yotzim ben b'shabbos. So those you're not allowed to go out with Shabbos. Rabbi Sein Womer, they sheinam tzrichim lo kolkach. He doesn't really need them, right? They don't really propel him. They're not part of his walking. Lo nehirali, time. I don't like that reason because he doesn't need them. Otherwise, his legs are going to scrape against the ground. The ikala meimer da airi the talu velo manchi ara. Since they are only hanging there, his legs have no what's it called? They have no. They're not on the ground at all. Zim de mishtalti. Maybe they fall off, and they'll come to carry them. So he doesn't need them to propel him, right? That's the reason why, because it may fall off. The einich nosim bebazar, the menalninu. Those things tackle like a shoe. They cover his what's it called, the bottom of his foot. Last thing in the Mishnah, lokatmin tahorin v'nyotzi bohen. Lokatmin, Rashi learns, is a mask. Talmaska. Nasin l'schok l'havis kinokos. It's made to scare little children. It's a mask. So they are what's it called, Sahorin, and you're not allowed to go out with a mask on Shabbos.
Okay.
See the Gemara. Sahorin, Rashi says, Mokabal Tuma, De'eno lo kli tashmish velo tashish. A mask is not a kli tashmish, nothing, you don't use it for anything, and it's not a tashish. Right? So therefore, it's not carrying the mask. Omer le Rava le Rav Nachman, Hechi Tnan. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, exactly what is the nusach of this Mishnah? Omer le lo yodan. So I don't know. The question was, who is the matir and who is the oser over here? But should it say ein hakiteya yotzi b'kav shalot divrei meir v'rav yosi matir, or the opposite, the way we have it, that hakiteya yotzi b'kav shalot divrei meir and rav yosi oser? That's the shaila to Rashi. Hechitznat, hakiteya yotzei v'rav yosi oser, o ein hakiteya yotzei v'rav yosi matir. Okay, so that was the shaili, so I don't know. Hilchasamai, what's the halacha? Right, okay, if you don't know what it was, but lemaisa, bottom line, is the halacha that it's motor or halacha sasa? Omer le lo yodan, I don't know. Itmar, omer Shmuel, ein hakiteya. Right, so Shmuel said the real version of the Mishnah should be ein hakiteya yotzei b'kav, not like our Mishnah is. That's what Reb Meir said. And Reb Yossi said he could. V'chein Om Rav Huna, ein hakiteya. So Rav Huna said the same nusach of the Mishnah. Om Rav Yosef, hoil v'om Rav Shmuel, ein hakiteya. V'om Rav Huna, ein hakiteya. Ana nomi nisne, ein hakiteya. Since both of them relayed that the version, the proper version of the Mishnah is not what we have, but ein hakiteya yotzei, then we should pass them like that too. Maskev l'rova bar shira. Lo shmiel lohu hoda masni le Rav Chanan bar Rava lechia bar Rav kanei de Rav bikituna de Rav. Right? Didn't you hear how Rav Chanan bar Rava taught Chia, the son of Rav, in front of Rav, in the kituna de Rav, which is little rooms off Rav, this is Beis Medrash, Rashi, kituna cheder kotn shel Beis Medrash. A small room, right, that opened into the Beis Medrash, right, and here he taught him clearly, Ein hakiteya yotzi b'kav shalo divrei meir. Rav Yosi Mater taught him b'feirish, what's it called, the way that you're reporting that Rav Huna said, and Rav Yosef said, Umachdi le'rav epoch, and Rav said, showed him, turn it around, the way we our Mishnah is. That Hakiteya Yotze Bekav Shalo Divrei Meir, and Rav Yossi was the one who asked it. So Lemaisa, in the end, Rav said clearly that the gears of the Mishnah is the way we have it, not the opposite. Gomer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Simona Samach Samach. Rabbi Yossi is the one who ushers. Yossi goes together with the usher, right? The two samas go together. Not Rabbi Meir is the one who ushers it, or Rabbi Yossi is matir it, but Rabbi Yossi ushers it. Okay, samach samach. Va'af Shmuel hoder bay. And Shmuel also had harata from the fact that he said that, what's it called, that Rabbi Yossi was the matir and Rabbi Meir was the osir, disnan, because we have a mission that says the following. Chalitza b'sandal she'eino shelo. If the chalitza was made with a sandal, right, the woman has to take off the shoe of the yavam. So if he doesn't want to give her yibum, so if she took off a shoe that wasn't his, or the sandal shel eitz, or a sandal was made out of wood, a wooden shoe, or shel small b'yamin, or he put the left shoe on the right foot. And he's supposed to take the one off the right foot, but instead of the right shoe, he's taking the left shoe off the right foot. Chalitza k'shera, right? And the chalitza l'maisa is kosher b'di'evit. The amrina mantana, and who's the one who holds like this, right? That all these things b'di'evit are okay. Amar Shmuel Rav Meir he. It's Shmuel said that this goes according to Rav Meir. Disnan hakitei yotzi b'kav shalom divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yossi oser. Right, clearly Shmuel learned that Rav Meir was the one who holds that, what's it called, that a wooden shoe, here we're talking about a wooden shoe, is considered a shoe. Right, and Rav Meir is the one who says that it's considered a shoe, and Rav Yossi says not. So you see, he had the gears in the Mishnah that Rav Meir was the one who says it's mutter, and Rav Yossi was the one who says it's aser. The Af Rav Huna Hadarbei, Rav Huna also had charata from what he said, that the version of the Mishnah should be the opposite of what we have. And he also, in the end, held it should be the version that we have. The Tanya. Sandal, okay, let's, before we go ahead, let's see Rashi till here. Bar Shira, I don't know where, right, well, this is here, it's just here, it's just, what's it called? Just to tell me that that was his name. Kitona cheder kotzen shol beis hamedrash samach samach Rabbi Yossi oser shtei tevo sheyesh bem samach samach zu etzel zu o shall small be yamin sandal shall small no al be yamin. He put on his left shoe on the right foot the chalitza, and she made chalitza on the right foot but the wrong shoe. The chalitza be yamin hu, the chalitza has to be off the right foot. The gomer regel regel mi mitzora. But even though it's the wrong shoe, since sometimes people wear their left shoe on their right foot, or vice versa, it's called chalitza. Man tana de sandal shel eitz chashiv nala. Who's the one who holds that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe? So he said, what's it called? Rav Meir. Because he's the one who holds that a kiteya can go out with a kav, even though it's a wooden shoe. It's considered like a shoe. So, obviously, he had the version of the Mishnah that Hakiteya Yotze B'Kav Shalom Divri Rav Meir, otherwise it wouldn't be Rav Meir, it would be Rav Yossi. And Rav Huna also had Charata, back to the Gemara, the Tanya, Sandal Shal Sayodim, Tomei Medris, the Isha Choletzes Bo, the Yotzim Bo B'Shavas Divri Rav Akiva, V'lo Hodu Lo. Okay, now there's a big question over here what this Sandal Shal Sayodim is. It seems that Rashi holds that it's a wooden shoe that covers the regular leather shoe that a sai is a plasterer, uses sid, which is lime, I think, and it burns up the leather. So when he's involved in plastering with lime, so he wears these protective coverings over his shoe. That's how Tosa seems to learn Rashi. And he never walks in this shoe by itself. It's only a cover to a shoe. And therefore, what's it called? There's a question whether it's Tomei Medris, not Tomei Medris, if you can make Chalitza, because it's not an actual shoe to wear, even though the Gemara says in the end that sometimes he does wear it. It's a protective cover. According to another pshat, it's not a shoe at all. It's something that looks like a shoe. And he uses it, he puts his hand in it, and he uses it to plaster. It's like a trowel. But instead of the shape that we have with a handle, it's made in the shape of a shoe. And he uses that to plaster. And sometimes he puts it on and goes home with it. So it's not actually a shoe most of the time. That's the
Indian. Somebody puts it on his foot and goes home
with it? But, yeah. Let's see the Gemara. So sandal shall say, whatever this sandal shall sayodim is, So the Tanakhama says Tamei Medrash, it's Matamei Medrash, right, since you do walk on it sometimes. The Isha Choletzes Bo, and if a person has this shoe on, a Yavam has it on, it's a Kosher Chalitza. The Yotzim Bo B'Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos too. The Lo Hodu Lo, and they didn't agree to, him. V'Hatanya Hodu Lo, as a Bryce that says that they did agree to Rabbi Akiva, that the halacha is like that. Amravuna man hodu lo Rav Meir, uman lo hodu lo Rav Yossi. Yeah, both it's true. Right? They did agree, and the Rabbi Akiva, they didn't agree. Somebody agreed, and somebody didn't agree. Rav Meir agreed, because he held that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe, and Rav Yossi said, no, it's not a wooden shoe is not considered a shoe. So it's clear that Rav Huna held that in our Mishnah, Rav Meir is the one who said you're allowed to go out with a calf, and Rav Yossi was the one who said not. And Omar, man lo hodu lo, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So who, Omar of Yosef, man lo hodu lo, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Who's the one who didn't admit? Was Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Different, he held that it was a different Tana that didn't agree to Rav Akiva. Not that it's Rav Meir and Yossi, but it's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, from a different Mishnah, the Snan. Kavera Shokash. You have a, what's it called, a beehive, something looks like a beehive, that's made out of kash, that's made out of straw. Vishvofera Shokonin. And a, what's it called, a pipe, that's made out of konim is reeds. Rabbi Akiva matame, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri matayer. Rabbi Akiva says it's tame, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's tar. Okay. Let's see Rashi. So it's talking over here with kash. We'll see one second. A sandal. Man tana the sandal shall eitz choshiv nalo. Who's the tana who holds that a sandal of wood is considered his shoe? Sandal shall sayodim. Mochrei sid. People sell line. Shemis askim bo no alim also. When they're osik with the line, they wear this, and Tosus explains, over their shoe. The shall eitzu. It's made out of wood. The Neshah Sid Sarifisaor, because the line, what's it called, burns up the leather. So they put this over their shoe. The Omra Funa Garcina, Manho Dulo Rav Meir, the Omra Kite Yotsu Bekavshalo, that a wooden foot is considered like a shoe, a wooden shoe is considered a shoe. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Metahir, Dalav Ur Chalasos Mikash, Ela Mikonin. Right? It's not normal to make a kaveres out of kash, usually make it out of sticks. Similarly, a shoe is not usually wood. It's usually out of leather. Elami or. Zelosh and Rabosai. That's what my Rebbeim explained. Right? That it's not the same thing. Here it's kaveris shel kash. It's just a comparison. Just like you don't usually make a kaveris out of kash, but you don't make a shoe out of wood. But this is kash and this is wood. Okay. The linear is sandos shayyolish shel kashu. Rashi said, I hold that the sandal of Sayyadim was not made out of wood. It was made out of kash, out of straw. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri matayer b'kli kash, d'lav eitzninu. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that straw is not considered wood. And therefore, it's not a kli eitz. Torah is only matame mateches and eitz. This is not eitz. And it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Akiva ke'etz choshiv lehu the koshin hay. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, straw has a din of wood. Tosa says that where do you see that straw is like wood? Because the Gemara says that the eitz hadas was a chita. So that means that it's possible that the stalk is considered like wood. It's considered like an eitz. Right? And therefore, what's it called? That's the machlokas. Machlokas is kash considered like wood or not? And therefore the sandal of Sayyadim was made out of kash. Question is that have a din of a wooden shoe or not? If it's wood, then it's halakha like Rav Meir, that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe. Question is this a wooden shoe? Or is this a kash shoe? If it's a kash shoe, then it's not makabel any, tumah. Kash is novel sashibali. Kash is straw. The ain tummy medris. Let's go on. We didn't see the Gemara. Omar Mar. Sandal shall sayodim tomei medris. Right, we learned that sandal shul sayadim is tami medrash, going to Rabbi Akiva. Falavlihi lucha abdi, it's not made for walking. So either it means it's not made for walking because it's made to protect your shoe, but it's not made that that should be a shoe that you wear to walk. Or it's not made for walking bechlal because really it's the thing that you plaster with, right? And it's made for plastering, not for walking bechlal. It's just made in the shape of a shoe. Amar avacha bar ula shekein hasayud metayil bo et shemigil avesel. Now sometimes he wears it till he goes home. So even though it's only made as a protective thing, but he wears it normal times when he doesn't need it to protect. That's one shot. Or he taka wears it, even doesn't use it just as a kli to plaster, he puts it on his foot and wears it home. So it is worn sometimes, okay, without being either protection or a kli that you don't wear. Rashi, ve'en tomi medris, lo mistamech alei. He doesn't really, what's it called, wear it to put his weight on it. Hada naka tumas meis, hu adin lechol tumas maga. Wait a second. Not going to get it yet. Okay. Next piece. Okay. Im yeshlo base kibble, si sintame. If it has a place to put rags, this kav, right, the part that fits onto his leg, right, is recessed. So if you put rags in there, then it's a clay kibble, and it's makabel tuma, it creates makabel tuma. If it don't put rags in there, just the leg, like Rashi said, the fact that the leg is in there, it doesn't carry the leg. It's not carrying the leg. The weight is on a crutch or on something else. And therefore, it has to be like a sock where the clay kibble is for carrying. Here, the clay kibble is not for carrying. It's not makabel tuma. It's shutei kliyeis. Tomer abaya. Tomei tumas meis, ve'ein tomei medris. It's what's it called? If it doesn't have a base kibble ksisin, it's makabel tumas meis, but not tumas medris. Okay? Rava Omar af tomei medris. No, it's makabel tumas medris too. Let's see the Rashi. The ain't tomei medris. The lo mistamech alei. Because he doesn't, what's it called? He doesn't, his leg is not being carried by the calf. Okay? Either by crutches or whatever. Hada naka tumas meis. Why is it mentioned tumas meis? Right, who adin lechol tumas maga? Any tumah that you get by touching, it's the same thing. Ela mishum da'omer ein tomei medris shu'ava tumah, since it's saying that not matami medris, which happens to be an ava tumah, tumas medris of a zav, nokat nomi tumas meis, that's also an ava tumah. So it compares the tumah, the ava tumah that it is makabel to the ava tumah it's not makabel. But really all other tumas which are not ava tumah, also the same thing, just medrash not, but all other tumas yet. V'achi komer, nasa av hatuma al yidei meis, it becomes an av hatuma through meis, the kli'et sheyesh lo beis kibble hu, u'mekabel kol tumas maga, it does have a beis kibble. And therefore it's a kli. So as a kli, it's mekabel tuma for all tumas that depend on touching. But tumas medrash is a special halacha, it has to be dumya de sak. It has to be like a sak. It's not enough just to have a base kibble. It has to be a base kibble that you carry things with. And therefore, this is not a base kibble you carry things with. But it's a base kibble. So to be a kli to makabel other tumas, it does. But to be a kli to makabel tumas medris, that not. Because tumas medris has to be doma l'sak, but not all the other ones. Makabel kol tumas maga, the ohel, or tumas ohel is makabel, the al yidei kol tumas unas arishon. Through all those other tumas, it becomes a rishon tumah. Val yidei meis shu avi avos hatumah, if it touches a meis, who happens to be an avi avos hatumah, then that thing becomes an avatumah. Nasa avatumah. They nasa avatumah al yidei medris. But al yidei medris, a zav, also makes the thing that he walks on an avatumah. It doesn't become an avatumah through medris. The kesover lav l'smicha avidei elo l'tachshi. The omrim lo amol v'nasim lachtenu. Right, wherever something has a base kibble, but you don't use that base kibble, right? People are told, get up, we have to do our work. The thing has some other tachlis to it, right? Then it's not makabel tumah, medras. Okay. Omar Rava, minoa menola. Okay, how do I know there's makabel tumas medras? Lechora, it's not dumi desak. Desnan, agola shel katan tmeya medras. a child's wagon is tummy medrash. So Rashi learns, agolashokot, letzachik bo letzaltlo leho. It's a wagon. Tmeya medrash, horlu pami shiyoshiv leho, vahaynomi zimnin mistamecholei. Sometimes you do put your weight on the, what's it called, kav. Okay? Even though normally not, but sometimes he does, and sometimes it's enough to make it mekabel tumas medrash. Just like the wagon. Tosa says, I understand, a wagon you always sit on. I mean, sometimes you sit on it. So Tosa says, it's not talking about a wagon, it's talking about a, what's it called, a walker. We teach a kid to walk, it's a thing on wheels that you stand up and you push in front of you. Sometimes he sits on it. So you see that something that's not made for sitting, but sometimes you do sit on it, is already mekabel tumas medrash. Same thing over here. Even though this is not made to support his weight, sometimes he does. That's enough to mekabel tumas medrash. So machlokas Abaye and Rava is, does it have to be something that regularly you support yourself on, or even sometimes? Abaye Omar, hasim somech aleihu, hachalo somech aleihu. No, he never really puts his entire weight on this thing. And therefore, it's never mekabel tumas medrash. Okay, Omar Abaye, Menoam Ein Allah, I'll tell you why I know that it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash. The Tanya, Mako Shkenim, Tor Mikluv. Mako, which is Zokain, walks on, is Tor. Right? The fact that he leans on it, right, is not enough to, what's it's not made for, it's made to keep him straight. Mar Rava Hasim Litzrut say, Sugya Avide. Now over there, it's not made for resting on at all. The makol of a zokain, he can walk without it. It's just to make him walk straight. It's not to support him. Over here, this kav, right, is supporting. And therefore, even though it's not supporting all the time, it's mekabel tum according to Rava, and Abaye holds what's it called? No, that since it's not made for support, it's not mekabel tumas medrash. Rashi. Tmeya medrash, horlu kamish yoshev, sometimes he sits on this wagon, v'haynomi zimdim istamachle, sometimes the kiteya supports himself on the kav. Tar miklum, lo medrash v'lo shar tumos. A cane is not mekabel any tumah, because there's no base kibble. It's not a kli, has no base kibble to be mekabel tumas maga, tumas mace, or anything like that, and you don't support yourself on it, you don't rest on it, so it's not mekabel tumas medrash. Because for medrash, you don't really need a base kibble, the cloud. It has to be doma de sak, to a sak. Lomitami medrash, vishim delav the smicha of it. Shaurag loma alech. The afal gav the mistamech ole, the prokim, the zokain walks with his feet. Doesn't walk with the cane. Doesn't walk on the cane. And even though sometimes he rests himself on the cane and supports himself on the cane, right, that's not enough. It has to be made specifically for that. Ushar tumanomilo, the pshute kliyetsu. A cane is just a plain piece of wood. It does not mekabel any tumah. Alma, I forgot the zimni the mistamechalei, even though sometimes he supports himself on it, a zoke. Hoel the ikers asiyosa eno lekach, since it's not made for that, the iker, right, eno tmeya medris. The ein lomer mishum the pshute bid poshetu, yehe tar mi medris. Don't say the reason it's tar mi medris because it doesn't have a base kibble at all, it's just a piece of wood. The lowest huskra taris pshute kliyetz elotumus maga. The whole idea of a kliyetz without a base kibble, that it's not mekabel tumas, only legabi other tumas, but not legabi medrash. Viohel. The time ishum the iskish usachu, the gabi neis ushratzim havi hekesha. It's only that you need dumya the sak by neis and shratzim. But by tumas medrash, it just has to be made to put yourself, to what's it called, to support yourself on it. It doesn't need to be domel sak legabi, that prat, that has to have a base kibble. So even if it didn't have a base kibble, but you're intending to rest your weight on it, that's makabel medrash. Medrash, this could be a sheet or something like that. The truth say, sugil attacking psiosa, it's not made to lean on, it's made to walk straight, to make sure you walk straight. The liskov koma, you can stand up straight. Neshiragla v'shokav rosas, because an old person shakes. Velo v'shmichas kol guf. It's not made to support his body. It's made just to, what's it called, to steady him. That's it, to steady him, make his core steady.